names were Jim Light, Phil Page, Al Dunaway, Jumpin' Jack Sanders, and Ricky Ware, the original Wacky DJ.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people.
In July 1958, they drove everyone wacky.
One-horned, flying purple people.
So bye-bye.
Over the years, life changed. And many of the changes were for the better, but somehow it just didn't seem as much fun. On Monday, March 1st, WAKY brings back the magic with radio that's fun to listen to. The music you've grown up with begins March 1st on the station you've grown up with.
I'm thinking about out-of-date phrases. I mean, we play all this wonderful music from the 60s, and sometimes they say words that we don't use anymore, like groovy, right?
Right.
What else would there be?
Neato.
Neato?
Yes.
Oh, I still like that one, as a matter of fact.
You don't hear cool much anymore, either.
Oh, I use cool all the time, as a matter of fact. I'm trying to bring that one back. And they say, not in songs too much, but we always said things were tough, neat, you know, when we were coming up. And that's back. Tough is cool again. And what else? That groovy is never going to come back. Trust me on that one.
No, groovy's gone.
Far out is always fun. And then there's dig. Can you dig it? Do you say that one?
Yeah.
You still say that one?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore?
Right on.
Right on. Well, maybe we should bring dig it back. What do you say?
Okay,
I can dig it, she can dig it, we can dig it, they can dig it, you know. Look, just so you understand, I have tried to live without you, but I just can't help myself. The Four Tops on WAKY 855 with Lizzie coming up next hour. Your chance to win some sweetest day flowers. That's Saturday. How about that? Think of somebody you know that's sweet. We'll check up on that after 9.
I just
Lies. It's all lies. 1966 for the Knickerbockers, and the song's called Lies. Before that, from 65, that's the Moody Blues and Go Now. That's, of course, what Bob has when he's feeling gloomy. The Moody Blues, right? Justin Hayward, who would join that group in the early 70s, is 36 years old today, doing a solo career. Cliff Richard, also a British performer, 42 years old. John Dean III of Watergate fame, 44 years old today. And Roger 007 Moore is 55. Here in Louisville, we got some birthdays, too. Tina Burchett is 16. John Pulsier from LaGrange is 37. And Leroy Bolton from Louisville, 10 years old today. Happy birthday, folks. 9:40, 20 minutes before 10 with Lizzie. Have you got your bumper sticker on yet? No. Okay. Well, here's how you do it. First, you have to find one. And that's easy. The new WAKY Oldie Station bumper sticker is free. Send us a stamped, self-addressed envelope. That would be to Wacky, 558 4th Avenue, Louisville, 40202. The other option, if you absolutely can't wait, is to roll out to the Little Professor Book Center in the Plainview Shopping Center and get you one.
In 1959, Wacky Radio gave away cards confirming a reservation for a flight to the moon, scheduled to depart on March 15th, 1987. Due to cutbacks in the U.S. space program, that flight may have to be delayed. But we are offering holders of those original reservations an option. You can trade them for reservations on a flight to Pluto, scheduled for April 11th in the year 2051. Or, if that's unsatisfactory, we'll see what we can do. The value of the alternative prizes will be determined by the number of authentic moon trip cards redeemed. Bearers must appear in person at the WAKY studios during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, before the close of business Friday, April 9th.
And by the way, it's okay to call us Wacky.
Yeah, sound like Ferrandi fell off the piano bench there. We'll pick him up and put him back on later. Anyway, Ferrandi and Teicher from 1961 and tonight. I had to bring some class to the program. This is a classy show, and I want to keep it that way. And before that, 1960 Jimmy Charles and A Million to One. It's 1018 at Wacky, the oldie station with the real classy BJ.
Like bubblegum, dum-dum suckers, butterscotch hard candy, Tootsie Roll midgets, Pixie sticks, and more. So stop by Kmart and pick up a few bags, because they're sale priced through Saturday at Kmart.
Kmart is the saving place.
Well, that's what I've been called several times, a dumb sucker. 1958, Jimmy Rogers, and secretly I always liked his singing. Before that, Jimmy Gilmore, where have I heard that name? Gilmore. Oh, he's the guy that got electrocuted. Jimmy Gilmore and Sugar Shack on Wacky. Well, it's the truth. Bobby Dave, 1958, and Rockin' Robin. It's 1028 at Wacky. Speaking of fouls, Chicken Man coming up next here on Wacky. Are you ready, Chicken Man? Last night, I was late for a movie. Maybe I was driving too fast. When suddenly I saw this brown and yellow glow about 400 feet up the street, I put on the brakes. And that's when I saw the cat. A big cat in a stretch cab pickup with two gun racks. His wacky bumper sticker was reflecting my headlights. That wacky bumper sticker saved my life for sure.
Protect your life now with the new WAKY, the oldie station bumper sticker. It's free and it's real nifty looking. To get one, send a stamped self-addressed envelope to WAKY, 558 4th Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202. Or better yet, pick one up at the Little Professor Book Center in the Plainview Village Shopping Center off I-64 near Hurstburn Lane. Constantly searching the budget for new ways to provide unbridled excitement beyond human endurance, we're Wacky, the oldie station.
W-A-K-Y.
Carol, you got any single girlfriends?
No. It used to be I didn't have any single men friends to introduce my single girlfriends to.
I'll tell you why I ask. Because B.J. Colty and myself are starting a little campaign. It's called the LMTOMPDOBCC. That stands for Let's Marry the Old Mean PD Off by Christmas Campaign.
Oh, let's do.
Tom Jones, looks like I'm never going to win, so I'll never fall in love again. We are Wacky, W-A-K-Y, Louisville.
Well, take good care of
W-A-K-Y, Bobby B there. A couple of Babe records back-to-back without no slack on the whack. Before that, the Cookies, Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby. Shut your mouth. Stephen Lee, 347. Liz Curtis will have Getting Your Movie's Worth Thursday morning at 6:50 and 8:50. She'll review the movie The Chosen. She's a darling on Wacky. Daryl Travis Swanson is coming up next with news at 4 o'clock ABC News and 405 Bob Moody to take you on. Stephen Lee said, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow at 1 o'clock following BJ. Here's Michael Jackson.
W-A-K-Y.
We needed a particularly riveting way to draw your attention to the fact that there's still time to enter our Mondo Condo contest. Okay, now bring on the beach noise. No, beach noise. That's better. We're giving away 2 weeks free use of a condominium near the white sandy beaches of the Gulf of Mexico in Panama City Beach, Florida. This fully furnished condo includes a completely equipped kitchen and use of a 20 by 40 foot pool. Entrance must be over 21 and able to use the facilities May 1st through 15th, 1982. Transportation not included. To enter, send a postcard with your name, address, and phone number to Mondo Condo, WAKY Radio, 558 4th Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202. Entries must be postmarked by Monday, March 8th. The drawing will be held March 12th. Mondo Condo is another above-average idea from Wacky.
Well, that's Andy Williams, and I can't get used to losing you. That's one of those songs I have to be real careful with, because about half the time it comes out, I can't get loose to using you. And before that, you heard Danny Williams from 1964 in a song called White on White, Lace on Satin. It's 4:45, 4:45 at Wacky, the oldie station with Bob Moody.
62 degrees at WAKY.
Well, before we get the Halloween weekend officially underway, Carol, I want to tell you my two favorite Halloween stories.
The okay? True
these
ones.
Are, uh-huh. Oh, these are both true, okay. I swear. The first one concerns my friend Gary Burbank. When he was working at Wacky, he had a newsman and good friend named Lynn King. In fact, they still live next door to each other in the Cincinnati area now. And so Lynn and Gary were living together. They were sharing an apartment. So one night they're sitting around the apartment. Somebody knocks on the door. Lynn walks over and he opens the door. And there's a kid in a costume, says, trick or treat. And it dawns on him that it's Halloween. They had forgotten that it was Halloween. So Lynn feels real bad about this, right? And he says, wait just a minute. And he goes into the kitchen thinking, well, maybe I've got an apple or something I can give this kid. So he goes through the cupboards, he goes through the refrigerator, nothing. So he takes a loaf of bread, and he walks over to the door and drops a slice of bread into this kid's bag. The kid looks down. He pulls out the... He goes, bread? Lynn says, well, would you like me to put some butter on it? From 1959, The Impalas, and Sorry, I Ran All the Way Home. And before that, you heard Clarence Frogman Henry with a song that gave him the name Frogman. I Ain't Got No Home. It's 547 at Wacky. Okay, we're going to get mellow now. We're going to get mellow. Frank Sinatra. And it was a very good year. The other true story concerns my junior high school algebra teacher and football coach. Back in Arkansas, a guy named Don Argo, who carefully cultivated an image as the meanest guy in town. I mean, ice water in this guy's veins, okay? He was one of these teachers that came just short of assault and battery. He would throw erasers, throw chalk, throw pencils, kick your desk and all this stuff. And so when Halloween came around, of course, one of the first houses the kids hit was Don Argo's house. Well, Coach Argo had taken his vacuum cleaner and had taken the attachment off the end of it. So it was just the hose attached to the vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
And he had his wife back at the canister of the vacuum cleaner with her hand on the switch. And as the doorbell rang, Don would open the door, stick the hose down into the kid's trick-or-treat bag, and his wife would turn on the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no.
And suck up all the candy. And Argo was so mean, not only did he do that, but he had the nerve to complain at school a couple of days later about all the popcorn balls that were jamming his hose. Let's get the weekend going.